Is it just me or are we all obsessed with numbers? Like, absolutely obsessed. The other day, I was at work and there was someone there who had a smartwatch on, right? They had come in because their smartwatch had told them that their heart rate was high. And whilst we were sorting that problem out on the, you know, on the side, they were kind of obsessed with the fact that their heart rate was like a certain number. And I kept being like, but look at, you know, yourself, you're fine. Like, yes, your heart rate is a number, we're sorting that out, that's all in hand, but you can go home, you're, you know, well, you were asymptomatic, you didn't know your heart rate was even fast. Anyway, so then I started to think about my own obsession with numbers and everybody's obsession with numbers, really, because then, funnily enough, ironically, I was actually listening to another podcast that is about podcasting, and then I'm talking about it on my podcast, so it's a little bit confusing. But basically, they talked about how as creators in particular, we are obsessed with statistics. And I don't think that's just a creator thing. I think that's a human thing. We're like, I'm going to talk about some of the other statistics. That's a really fucking hard word to say. Statistics that we are obsessed with. But in particular, as a creator myself, I am, I don't want to say obsessed, but obsessed with numbers. It gets kind of addictive. Like, I regularly look at my statistics on my, you know, how many downloads I've got on my podcast, and I look at my analytics on my YouTube page, and it's fucking damaging. I'm telling you, it's driving me insane, and I want to stop doing it, and maybe, you know, I don't know what to do. So I basically created this podcast episode to talk about how we can get over our obsession with numbers. Because on this podcast episode that I was listening to, they were basically saying about how some people will take their Instagram post down because they don't get enough likes or enough engagement or whatever. And I was like, that's insane. I've never taken a post down because of its lack of engagement. You know, some of my YouTube videos have got not many views at all, but I leave them up. And there are some, one in particular that I've taken down, and that is because it didn't give off a very good, like, positive vibe, and I didn't like that, so I took it down. But it wasn't because of the numbers. In fact, actually, ironically, it was actually doing really well, so because it was negative. And so I took it down, and anyway, I definitely put some of my obsession with numbers, I definitely put some of my, like, eating issues down to the fact that I did get quite obsessed with, in particular, my body weight, and in particular, calories, counting calories. Now, there are other number-based numbers. What? There are other number-based, what would I call it? Number-based measurements that we count, aren't there? Like steps. Okay, that's a particular one. Everyone's like, I need to get 10,000 steps a day, or I'm a lazy bitch. Not necessarily the case. Like, 10,000 is great, but like, I struggle to hit 6, I'm not gonna lie. But obviously I go to the gym as well, so it's, you know, not completely accurate. But I think in today's modern society, like, I don't have time to be walking around 10,000 steps. Like, it's like an hour of, maybe even an hour and a half of walking. I swear, it's so fucking long. So what are the ones? Steps, size. Like, we don't just have medium, small, large, extra large. We have, like, size 8, 10, 12, 16. Calories is another one. Weight is a particularly common one. And now I think we're starting to get a bit obsessed with other things, such as Instagram likes, views online, did I go viral or not? And it's so hard because being a creator, I know not everybody who listens to my podcast is a creator, but like, and I don't want to sound like a moany bitch, but it is really hard to like look at numbers. And I actually got sent a product the other day, which I was super fucking grateful for. But I'm also like, I feel kind of like not good enough to be receiving products. Like, I'm like, you know, my channel's not getting you know, millions of views. Like, why would anybody want to, you know, send me stuff? Like, and I'm just, I don't know, I'm really, I constantly have this battle of like, why am I, well, not constantly, it's definitely gotten less. I'm less obsessed with it now. I used to be more obsessed with it. But like this constant sort of battle of being like, you know, sorry, I just yawned. I'm not good enough. Like, why am I doing this? And then I think you could also get the same, you know, some people might be obsessed with Instagram likes or Instagram comments or something like that. And I'm just like, wow, that's... Now I've just set the dogs off because I'm trying to shut Tom up. And, you know, he's shouting next door and I'm knocking on the wall. So I just don't think that's necessarily a healthy place to be. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, how to manage this. And not just with regards to like views on my YouTube channel or downloads, but also I'm trying to lose weight at the moment and I'm trying to like figure out a way to do that in a like healthy manner and not be completely obsessed and be driven by a number. So here is how to do it. This is how I'm doing it anyway. So let's talk about the issues to start with. Firstly, what I've noticed is it's a very short high. It's like a kind of buzz, you know, you post something, you get views and you get validation and it's like short term and you're like, and it like feels exciting and like good. And it's the same, you know, I'm talking about any kind of thing here, any kind of like number based thing or, you know, number based result. You know, you lose a bit of weight on the scale and it's like, oh God. And maybe it's just me. Maybe you're not getting that as well. I don't know. But I get this like actual palpable feeling of excitement. And it's like I can feel the dopamine being released in my brain. It's like, poof. So I don't think that's a great place to be because it's a bit like an adrenaline rush. An adrenaline rush for like views and stuff like that. And it's short term, like there's no fucking point in it. It's short term and it just goes away as quickly as it comes and you're like, well, now I've got to do it again, right? And that is the problem, is it keeps upping and upping and upping. Where are these yawns coming from? Fucking hell, that was like three in a row. It just keeps increasing and increasing and increasing until where do you go? What, like, you know, when you start getting more views on your channel, then you're like, well, now I need to get a million views. Now I've got a million. Now I need to get 2 million. Like, and it just keeps increasing and increasing. And that's what the people on this podcast were talking about. They were like, you know, maybe 1,000 downloads per episode sounds like a lot. And that is a lot in podcast world, okay? I know it's not a lot in video world, but in podcast world, that is a lot of downloads per episode. And maybe that seems inconceivable now, but then when you reach it and you're like, wow, this is so great, I got 1,000, but what next, right? So now I reach for 2,000 downloads an episode. And then you reach that and you're like, okay, done, what next? And it's like this never ending, because numbers go on forever. They don't stop. Unless you go to zero, you know, and it's like your weight and then you're 0 kilos. Like, you can't be 0 kilos. So, you know, the numbers go on forever. It will never stop. And you'll keep chasing it and keep chasing it. And it's this short-term high of like, ooh, and then comes crashing straight back down. And also, it's like this lose-lose situation because you either get this really short-term high and then you kind of feel a bit like, ugh, afterwards and you want more, or you get this really like sinking feeling of like, oh well, I didn't go how I planned whatsoever. So it's like kind of a lose-lose situation. And even if you do feel good about it, how long does it last? Like, really, how long does it last? I don't really know. Unless, you know, you reached a goal and that was the end of the road. That was, you know, reached a goal and that was the end of it. Like, I don't know what that would be. Maybe like a marathon. But then you just go for the next marathon, right? And you go for the next one. And you're like, okay, well, now I'll go for under 4 hours rather than like 4 hours and 5 minutes. I'm going to go for under 4 hours. So, you know, that's the kind of problem. You're never fulfilled, and it's this empty void that you're never going to fill. So what I've noticed is my videos are, I have been focusing on, like, what's my weight going to be? Rather, because, right, firstly, it's tangible. It's like a SMART goal, right? Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and testable. Is that the T? I can't remember what the T is now. Anyway, it's a SMART goal. That's like the best kind of goal, because you know that you've achieved it, or you know that you haven't. Whereas if it's kind of like, I want to feel good, like, how do you know when you feel good? Like, you know when you've reached 90 kilos, right, in weight, because the scale tells you so, right? But when, how do you know when you feel better? Like, I just don't, and it's really hard to convey that as well over in a video. Like, I lost weight and now I feel good. Whereas you can just be like, I lost weight and I lost this much. And I'm trying to, like, figure out a way of getting around that. And I also want to figure out a way of not focusing on, like, specifically calorie numbers, which might be hard because I just don't want to encourage, like, eating disorder patterns. And it might be tricky, but what I'm thinking is I do something called MEPS instead, which is, like, movement points or something, which is, like, you've done this much, like, physical activity rather than you've burnt this many calories. But calories is more of a universal measurement, unit of measurement. Like, people know what calories are, right? So I don't know, and that's kind of the issue with what I'm, you know, the sphere that I'm kind of going down with my videos. That is kind of the issue, right? So how are we gonna get over this? This is what I'm, you know, trying to figure out myself. And maybe you've got an answer. You could give me an answer. Put it in the comments. Like, do you have an answer of what you would do or how you would get over this? Or do you have any extra, like, bits or, like, bits of advice? That would be super helpful. Because, you know, I'm not a messiah. I don't know if that's the right word. I'm not a messiah. I don't know the answers to everything. But I like to think I'm slowly figuring things out, just over time. So, I guess we need to find another way to measure our success. And I'm trying to think of what my measurement of success is. Let's say on my YouTube channel, because whatever, you can go and, like, see that. You can, that's like a tangible thing, right? So at the moment I've got 1,513, so very specific. My measurement of success, like, I don't, the problem is, really, a measurement of success nowadays is, like, a million subscribers. Like, that is most people's goal, I would say. And firstly, it feels not unachievable, but, like, very far away. If you look at my upward trend, like, it is very, like, straight. And if, you know, that's going to take years, unless it starts going, like, more exponential. That's going to take a really long time. And I hate to think that I'm doing it just to chase, you know, success. But, like, I don't know. Like, I do it because I like making the videos. But, I mean, obviously, there's probably an element of I would like it to succeed, right? But I'm trying to figure out another way of like, measuring my success rather than just being like, okay, I want a million subscribers. Because I don't necessarily think that means anything. Like, there are people on TikTok who probably have millions of subscribers, but, like, do they have much engagement with their subscribers? Like, do they not know them, but, like, do they interact with them? Do they, you know, comment? Like, what's the engagement with those people like? I don't know. So, you know, and also I think, you know, short form videos is quite hard to get people involved and, like, engaged with your content. Yes, you can like it really quickly, maybe comment, but, like, then you move on, right? Then it's the next thing. So I guess I'm trying to firstly, I'm trying to get out of that mindset of, like, chasing a number. I want to feel happy about doing it and relax about doing it. Like, that is one of my goals. And I think one of my issues to start with was, like, I was, like, clearly chasing numbers because I was obsessed with, you know, or I'd feel sad about not hitting certain numbers or things like that. Now I kind of am taking a more relaxed approach where I just want to feel, you know, happy about the situation. It doesn't necessarily mean that it needs to be like zooming upwards, but I do look at other YouTubers obviously, and I think like, why, you know, they've got more success than me. But then actually I've been seeing recently some YouTubers that have come up on my homepage, and I'm like, you know, YouTube's showing me smaller channels, so it's like, it's not like there aren't other people there, but it's that there are, you know, there are lots of people, and you just gotta keep getting shown the videos, you know, the videos getting shown. Your videos need to keep getting shown to people or getting searched. So, and I'm definitely figuring it out, but, and it's been a journey. But I don't want to get to a place where I'm constantly like seeking the next thing, you know, like, oh, okay, fine, I've reached 1 million subscribers, what next? So I'm trying to just chill out a bit. I think that's the first thing, is just chilling out. I'm like, right, it's, you know, it doesn't matter too much, does it? It doesn't matter hugely, like, we're chill. Another thing that I would like to aim for is to like meet a certain person or be like invited onto a certain podcast. I haven't got an idea, but I think it's good to come up with goals that are like interaction with another human. Or, you know, let's say you're obsessed with your weight as a number, right? So I'm trying to think, like, maybe you would want to be happy to go and do a photo shoot on a beach or something, and that's like your goal. Like, I would want to feel comfortable going and having a photo shoot of me on a beach with my whole body in the photo frame. Is that you don't necessarily need to like be naked or in a bikini, but like, you know, just feeling happy about it and feeling like sexy and cute, you know, rather than being like, oh my god, I can't imagine anything worse. So tell you what, that would be one of my goals, because I'm like, oh, do I feel good about it? I would want some good lighting, let's put it that way, because lighting can be thoroughly unflattering if you get it at the wrong angle. Oh dear. So yeah, feeling a certain way about something or having like a connection, like I said, like for me that would be maybe with weight. It could be like, I'd like to meet a weight, or like someone at the gym and I can like exercise with, or I'd like to socialize more at the gym rather than, I'm trying to think of one that's more like weight loss based, but I can't really. Maybe it's like, I lose enough weight that I feel comfortable to go out on a date or ask somebody out on a date. I don't know. Like, I don't want your self-worth to be just like determined by how much you weigh though. That's the problem. So yeah, maybe it's like I lose enough weight that I can fit back into these trousers that I had. I don't know. Is that a number-based thing again, though? It's really tricky. It's so hard to find goals that aren't, like, obsessed with numbers. So I actually have another Instagram, okay? I don't know if I've ever told you this. Probably not. My other Instagram, let me get it up, is called... I don't know if I changed the name of it. It's still called Bristol Vlogs. It's got one follower. I literally don't give a shit whatsoever. Like, I literally don't care. And it's called Bristol Vlogs. And I tell you what, I just like looking at it, and it makes me kind of happy to look at. And it's a really, I'm telling you, it should have more followers than it does. Because it's kind of, it's like a really cute Instagram to look at. But I put it there for myself because the pictures make me happy. Like, this one is of a donkey's head. I think that's fucking cute AF. This one is a camel's mouth. I seem insane. This one's actually one of those like mirrors on the ceiling, and it's in the hospital, and I just thought it looked really cool, and it's like really symmetrical, and I liked it. This one is a goat. This one's just like really quite aesthetic. It's of some gin bottles and some ivy. And this one I actually took in Bristol, and it's of a statue of a fish with glasses on. So, I mean, you could go check it out if you want, but I've even got macaroni. Fucking roni. Macaroni. Cheese. It's got no cheese on it. I called it mac and maggot because I took the maggot out of it, but there was a fucking dead maggot in it. There was a dead maggot in my mac. So I called it mac and maggot. It makes no sense to anyone except me, and I just think it's really funny. And then there's a really cute doggy and a cute donkey, and then like just loads of really cute stuff. And then some nice videos. And then a sunset. Oh my god, I just liked my own sunset picture. I didn't mean to do that, but I'm not going to remove it. I just like it. So maybe we should just be basic, you know, I just like that. It's not like I'm doing it because I want people to follow it. In fact, I really don't give a shit. I'm doing it for myself because I kind of just like how it looks. And, you know, I get joy from just going on my own Instagram, not my personal one, my photography one, and just looking at things and going, oh, that's pretty cool. And that, I like that is how that makes me feel. So we can go for feelings, we can go for connection, we can go for a non-numbers based goal. So I want to, it'd be nice to, I don't know, no one's ever like, I want to swim with sharks 5 times. Everyone's just like, I'd quite like to swim with sharks, maybe just once is fine. Just, I'd like to swim with sharks at the end. No number. Swim with sharks. The end. So, or meet a certain person. That's kind of in connection. So those are my kind of vibes. I'm trying to figure it out. And I'm trying to think, right, with my weight loss, where do I want to get? I do want to get like down to a certain weight, but I just doesn't really seem fucking feasible at the moment because my body is like, no, lady, you're not losing any more weight. But I would generally just like to feel better. Like I would like to be able to go for a run and not feel like I am carrying a load of lead around with me. That would be nice. Like at the moment, going for a run kind of seems extremely arduous. I'm like, how could I possibly run at the weight that I'm at now? Like, I could do it if there was a lion chasing after me, but I'm not going to actively go out for a run because it seems like torture. My poor little knees won't handle it. So that's what I would like to lose weight to feel healthier. Anyway, have you guys got any obsessions, or how are you, you know, managing those? Or is that even an issue? Like, let me know, comments down below. And also, you know, if you're listening on the podcast, please give it a 5-star rating, or, you know, share it with somebody. That would be super great. I upload every Monday and Thursdays, and I am trying to make the world a slightly more positive place. And thanks so much for listening, and well done for making it to the end, because I'm going to give you your little kissy now. So that's your reward. That's your, well done. Bye. See you soon.